Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. If your team uses Google Docs, Sheets, or Maps, this one's hard to ignore.
Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray Wood on the Anabu AI blog. It's called Google Just Turned Every App Into an AI Agent. Is Your Business Ready? And the short answer, for most businesses, is no.
Let's start with what Google actually did. They've taken their Gemini AI and embedded it directly into Workspace, not as a little chat box in the corner, as an agent with full access to your data.
So explain the difference, because people hear AI in Google Docs and they think autocomplete.
Right, this is different. An agent doesn't just respond to a question. It takes a goal and runs with it. You say, create a marketing plan for our new product launch, and Gemini goes into your drive, reads the product specs, pulls sales data from Sheets, pulls competitor info from your emails, and writes the full strategy document.
That's not a feature update. That's a digital employee.
That's Brett's exact phrase, and a VP at Google, Yuli Kwan Kim, described it clearly. She said Gemini handles all the pre-work for you, the gathering of notes, digging through emails, all of that before the first draft.
That's probably 2 hours of a knowledge worker's day gone.
And it's not just docs. Google called their recent Maps update the biggest in over a decade. It's now conversational. Instead of typing restaurants near me, you ask, where can I get a flat white somewhere quiet enough for a business call near my next meeting in Shoreditch? The AI understands context and intent.
Software stopped being passive. It's an active participant in the task now.
That's the shift, and here's where the article gets uncomfortable.
The adoption numbers.
89% of UK SMEs have adopted AI in some form. Sounds impressive, but Brett draws a sharp line between adoption and operation. Adoption means downloaded and experimenting. It does not mean running AI with any strategy, governance, or measurable return.
And the GitTech survey data backs that up.
Significantly. This is a survey of organizations in the UAE, a region that's fully committed to AI. 43% have seen an increase in cyber attacks since deploying AI tools, and 70% of leaders cannot demonstrate any tangible return on what they've spent.
So nearly half the businesses that adopted AI are now more exposed to attack, and most can't show it's paying off.
Which a cautious owner might hear as AI is just expensive and risky, but that's the wrong read.
Because the risk isn't the technology, it's the gap between having the tools and knowing how to use them safely.
Exactly. Brett makes the point that a well-intentioned but untrained employee can accidentally feed sensitive customer data into a public AI model. That's a data breach. They can use an AI-generated report for a critical decision without understanding the biases in the underlying data.
And he calls those routine failure modes, not edge cases, already happening.
The competitive advantage has shifted. It's no longer in having access to AI. Everyone has that now. It's in strategy. A lean startup with a clear AI workflow is already outmaneuvering larger businesses that are still drafting a policy.
They're producing marketing plans faster, building financial models more accurately, doing it at a fraction of the cost, because they know what data they're feeding in and who's accountable for the outputs.
Brett gives 5 specific actions in the article. The one that stood out to me is auditing your Google Workspace. Every tool your team uses daily now has an active AI layer. Understand what data that AI can reach before something goes wrong.
Mine was the 1-page AI use policy, not a 40-page compliance document. 1 page. What tools are approved, what data can be fed in, and who signs off on AI-generated outputs before they go external. That's a morning's work, not a 6-month project.
There's also a good one about assigning an AI lead. Not a new hire, just a person whose job it is to track what the team is using and what the risks are. Brett's line is that attention is the asset here, not headcount.
Which is very doable for a business of 20 or 50 people.
Right. So if I had to name one thing for this week, audit what your team is already using inside Google Workspace. It's live whether you've decided it is or not.
And write that 1-page policy. Your team is already making decisions about what data goes into these tools. Give them a framework before someone makes the wrong call.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Worth reading in full because there's more in those numbers than we covered here.
And if you want to work out where AI can actually augment your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit at anabu.ai. Worth booking if you want this working in your own operation.
That's it for today. We'll see you on the next one.